All right, it's the top of the hour, so let's go ahead and get started. Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, depending on where you are in the world right now. My name is Michael Obolowski, Director of Bill Bachrach's Advisor Roadmap Virtual Training Platform. Welcome to the Advisor Roundtable, where we have invited three financial advisors to join us and discuss their journey to building their ideal business with ideal clients. Now, each advisor today is in a different place along their ideal business journey. However, they all have a few things in common. Number one, they all have a goal to build their ideal business with ideal clients. Number two, they all possess a strong belief that they will achieve their ideal business. And number three, they are all committed to following a process and doing the work necessary to achieve their ideal business. With that, let's welcome our roundtable guest for today, Scott, Allison, and Stan. Thanks so much for joining us today, you three. I'm looking forward to our conversation. Without any further ado, let's get right into it. So, Scott, we'll be starting with you today. And first question on the docket is, what is it about having an ideal business that appeals to you?
Yeah, thanks for having me, Michael. Happy to be here and to share a little bit about my journey. I started with Bill Bachrach and the virtual training program back in 2011. So learned about the financial roadmap and even the opportunity to have an ideal business, you know, about 13 years ago. So I'd say what appealed to me is just the fact that it's possible. You know, when I heard that story compared to you talk to the average advisor who's had servicing, you know, 300 or 500 or 1,000 different clients of varying different levels, compared to this opportunity of having a limited community, like-minded individuals and families, and delivering at a high level for, you know, reasonable compensation, that was really attractive for me. So I jumped in. It was a bit of a journey to get there, you know, 13 years later, most of the way there, but there's still some pros and cons of running the business, which I'm happy to share. But that's what really appealed to me. Just, hey, it's possible. Others are doing it. And I think this is the type of business I want to run. Oh, are you muted, Michael?
Hey, thanks, Scott. And Allison, what about you? What is it about having an ideal business that appeals to you?
Sure. So I went through a period where I got really burnt out. So I felt like I was on a financial planning hamster wheel where I was just constantly doing the same things over and over and over again, but never achieving a level of excellence that I felt really good about. So when I found this program that clearly helped me define an ideal client and an ideal business, and ultimately is set up so that I can live my ideal life that includes more than just work. It includes also other interests like traveling and spending time with my family. It really appealed to me. So I was excited to dive right in when I discovered it.
Excellent. Excellent. And Stan, what about you? What about having an ideal business appeals to you?
Yeah, so I'm going to piggyback on Scott and Allison a bit. Just the idea of working with clients who meet my ideal client profile and doing that at an extremely high professional level, it's easy and it's fun. And, you know, that affects my personal life in countless positive ways as well. So just finding this process and being able to have an ideal practice that, you know, you do have fun with and enjoy every client you work with, it's a great place to be.
Awesome. Excellent. All right, Scott, back to you. So where did you get the belief that you touched on this a little bit, but where did you get the belief that you could actually build your ideal business with ideal clients?
From meeting other members of the community, of Bill's community here, that have done it before me. I mean, it's kind of as simple as that. I probably had a decent amount of initial belief, you know, some self-confidence. I was just starting in the industry then, 23 years old, fresh out of undergrad, had this vision and had a mentor that brought me into an independent broker dealer where I started, but really picked up steam when I met others in the community. And like I mentioned earlier, I said, hey, this is possible. Look, you know, Bob did it and Judy did it and Dave did it and Bill did it. You know, they're further along than me, but they started right where I am. So just seeing others really built that confidence, and then seeing that it works, you know, doing your first financial roadmap and kind of, even if it wasn't executed perfectly, seeing the result from that and getting hired and then the first plan and then keeping that going. So the confidence built, you know, probably slower than I would have liked, but over those first couple years, really, really grew to something substantial.
That's awesome, Scott. And fortunately, I have the privilege of knowing your first financial roadmap story. Care sharing it with us today?
Yeah, so short story is I was out of LA at the time, had this potential client from church, my first client ever, at 23 years old, driving a 98 Toyota Corolla. So I had my wife drop me off at their house, or meeting at their house, which I know is a no-no, but you know, that I didn't have an office at the time. And I didn't want to park there. So wife drops me off. I go in, have the recorder, first financial roadmap. I think I'd done one with my wife and maybe like my grandma at the time. Laid it out and they hired me. You know, $1,500 for a plan. I was stoked. I was so excited. I was shocked. You know, I had no idea what I was going to do on the back end actually deliver, but something about that visual and the values conversation and the goals conversation was really moving to them. So that was the first one, 2013. And I think I've done, I don't know, 500 or 600 or 700 roadmaps since then.
That's awesome. Love that story. Thanks for sharing that, Scott. So Allison, what about you? Where did you get the belief that you could build your ideal business with ideal clients? And I know you're just getting started here, but where did you get that belief from?
Yeah, so I was working with an executive performance coach that kind of planted the seed that I could leave my firm and start building my own client base, because I'm starting from scratch, basically. But it was when I attended Bill's client acquisition webinar where he so clearly helped me define what my ideal client was going to be in a matter of, you know, 20, 30 minutes, and then laid out a step-by-step process. I started to think, oh, well, I can do this. I can just follow these steps over and over again, and clearly it has worked. I don't need to reinvent the wheel. And I think it was my third financial roadmap that I got my first ideal client. And I was like, really? Are you sure? I didn't really say that, but I mean, I wasn't even really prepared for how well it worked. So that also added to the belief really early on that I just needed to keep doing it.
That's awesome. I love that. And Stan, we'll finish this question with you. Where did you get the belief that you could build your ideal business with ideal clients?
Yeah, so I didn't even have this belief or know I should have that belief before Advisor Roadmap and Bill. So certainly the industry doesn't preach this belief. And for me, until I was exposed to the idea of having an ideal business with ideal clients, I didn't even know I should imagine such a business. So coming across Advisor Roadmap, as Allison did, as she said, coming across it and seeing successful advisors like Scott telling their stories, that's where I got that belief.
Awesome. Great. And Stan, let's go right back to you for the next question. How did you first come across values-based financial planning and the financial roadmap? And what was it about them that resonated with you?
Yeah, so in October of 2020, I was on FA Online, and there was an advertisement for Advisor Roadmap. And so it spoke of working, you know, the pitch. So working too many hours with too many of the wrong clients for too little money. And of course, that caught my attention. And then there was also a free 1-hour webinar to learn more about the program. So I signed up for it and I listened to Bill's presentation, and it all made sense to me. So for the price of an annual subscription, I felt it was worth giving it a shot. So I had never done never had a business coach before, and never participated in a program like Advisor Roadmap. And you know, I was looking for a way to make a change in my practice. And Bill's words resonated with me.
Awesome. And you said you'd give it a shot. So was that shot worth it up to this point?
Absolutely. Yeah. Very much so.
Awesome. And Allison, what about you? I know you touched on this. You attended the masterclass. But what about values-based financial planning and the financial roadmap? What was it about them that resonated with you specifically?
Yeah, I would say two things. One, I had avoided client acquisition my entire career because I didn't want to be a salesperson. So values-based financial planning spoke directly to that part of me that wants to add value and provide advice, but never wants to be misconstrued as a salesperson. So that was something that really appealed to me. And then I knew that there were people out there that had this figured out. Like I had said, I did not want to recreate the wheel. So at first I was reading everything I could on and trying to come up with my own process. The fact that Bill hands you a step-by-step repeatable process is so appealing to me and reassuring to me that all I have to do is exactly what he says and I'll be successful. So that was exactly what I needed, exactly at the right time.
Awesome. And Scott, for you, you touched on this a little bit too, but maybe go a little bit deeper for us. How did you first come across values-based financial planning and the financial roadmap? And what was it about them that resonated with you?
Yeah, so as I mentioned, 23 years old, just graduated from UCLA, newly married, you know, knew I wanted to get into this business, was pulled in by a mentor, a family friend of mine that used to be at Morgan, then he was with an independent broker-dealer, and he had worked with Bill in the past, probably in 2008 and 2009, I believe. So Dave, my mentor, said, Scott, you got to get started with Bill. This is the way. You know, he's like, I don't know how to train you, what to do first meeting, second meeting, how to deliver. Bill does. You know, hearing it, like Allison said, here's the roadmap. Here's the play-by-play. Here's the playbook. Go execute this. So that resonated, that it was that specific. I think at the beginning, when I didn't have enough confidence knowing the script, I am a script guy, so it helps me to know, okay, boom, 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 here's what I'm saying, and then the confidence really builds from there. Compared to a yellow pad or, you know, what I would have tried to do without having a tool like the roadmap and an initial experience.
Yeah. Excellent. Awesome. And Scott, we'll kick it back to you. So let's take a deep dive right now. So Scott, what was your business and life like before values-based financial planning and the financial roadmap? And what are they like now?
So at the beginning, yeah, 23 years old, my wife working for the county for, you know, she's making 58 grand. We're living in a one bedroom apartment in Santa Monica. First year, I made $6,000 as an advisor, but I spent 25. Second year, I made 12 grand, but I spent 34 grand. So I was negative the first 2 years. The third year finally went positive and I started to actually attain clients and use the roadmap more confidently. So just slowly built it year over year. And now a couple iterations, I've sold off a couple portions of my practice when we moved. We now live in San Jose, but now we have 67 families we serve. There's 32 that are in the ideal category for us. Those folks pay 42K plus a year. And then we have 35 clients that are gold clients for us. They pay between 12 and 30K, kind of depending on size and complexity. So that's where we are now, right about 2 million in ARR. And yeah, still big goals and plenty of work to do, but it's interesting how my vision of the ideal business has shifted over the years. And I've seen this with other advisors too. Kind of when you get close to the goal, you set the next milestone, right? So, you know, in some worlds, I would have thought I'd be coasting by now, but I guess I'm the type of person where there's always the next challenge. So that's where I am now.
Yep, exactly. There's always a next level. Love it, Scott. And Allison, let's go to you. And what was your business and life like before values-based financial planning and the financial roadmap? And what are they like now? I know you're relatively new, been in implementing for about 6 months. So short time frame, but give us a little insight.
Yeah, I mentioned at my previous firm, I was on the proverbial hamster wheel of financial planning. We were doing values-based financial planning, so that was already very natural to me. But again, we didn't have a clear definition of who we wanted to work with, and so we weren't able to really deliver at a very high level. So now I have a very clear definition of who I want to work with, and I have the luxury of being able to only work with those people. So I'm starting very, very slowly, but the financial roadmap tool has been instrumental in helping both me and the people I'm meeting with determine if this is the right fit. So it's making the decision on not just the prospective client's end, but on my end, on whether or not I want to work with this person. And right now I'm turning away more people than I'm bringing on board, but that's because I'm really trying to build an ideal business.
Awesome. And Stan, we'll wrap up this question with you. What was your business and life like before values-based financial planning and the financial roadmap, and what are they like now?
Yeah, so for me, prior to finding VBFP, I had 800 plus clients and my production was about 800,000, a little over 800,000 a year. And I couldn't tell you a majority of my clients' names. If I saw them in the grocery store, I probably wouldn't recognize them. So I was running that mediocre practice that Bill talks about and really just reacting to clients' needs. So I had a process in place to serve my higher end clients. But I was always worried that the higher end clients were going to come after me because my lower end clients were stealing a lot of my time and focus away from them. So that was from a business perspective. From a personal perspective, I was comfortable but not satisfied. I was a top producer at my firm. With that, again, just afraid of being sued by clients, not giving them enough attention. And of course, that spills over into the personal life as well. So you're stressed. So after finding it, in the first year, I reduced my book size down to 190 clients from 800. And those 190 clients made up over 95% of my revenue. And in the second year, I reduced it down again to 129 clients. Both of those years, I went from 800,000 to 1.2 million in production. And then at the end of the second year, I decided to step away from the firm I was with. Because they didn't agree with the way I was trying to run my business. So I stepped away and I opened my own practice about a year ago in the beginning of 23. And today I'm working with a total of 50 ideal and non-ideal clients, profitable non-ideal clients. And I'm working towards reducing that to 40 ideal clients, paying $36,000 a year.
Awesome. Love it. And then how many current ideal clients do you have? And when is your goal ideal business date?
So I have 6 ideal clients at this time, and my goal ideal date is December of 25.
Awesome. Excellent. And Scott, I did mean to ask you, what is your ideal business number? How many ideal clients? And then any goal date set for that?
It's had so many iterations now. I'd be lying if I threw something out there. So I have a growth goal for this year, but it's been really a rolling milestone for me. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Completely understand. All right. So Stan, you'll start with this one. In a world and industry full of distractions, each of you have shown to be great implementers. Give us some insight to your implementation and what is it like implementing the financial roadmap?
Yeah, so for me, I'm pretty good at making up my mind on things and then sticking to it. So I just told myself that I was going to try advisor roadmap, and if I was going to try it, I was going to be at 100%. And so that was it for me. I put all of my spare time into learning the process. I went through every lesson on advisor roadmap, watched every monthly coaching call and every expert interview. I listened to every midweek motivation and just kept practicing. So I'd wake up at like 5 a.m. every morning and practice my scripts. I'd record myself going through Crickcons 3 through 7 and listen to that in my car. And even today, I still carved out an hour of my workday every day to rehearse my scripts and practice for my FRM meetings.
Love it. Love it. And for everyone on this call, you might hear some vernacular that we use: FRM, financial roadmap, BBFP, values-based financial planning. Stan just said some crit cons. So we have what we call our 7 critical conversations. So there's some vernacular. I'll try and point those out just so it makes sense to everyone on this call. So, Allison, what about you? In this world, industry absolutely filled with distractions, how do you find yourself to be such a great implementer?
I am very much a person who, you know, if you tell me what to do, I will do it, and I will do it very consistently. So that's one of my strengths, and I was able to take the advisor roadmap and run with it. But I am usually someone that needs to know everything before I do something. I'm like an optimizer. I started out reading all the books and all the blogs and signing up for all the webinars. So finally, I did decide to commit 100% to this one program and do everything that it offered. And I'm already seeing the results very quickly. And my stress levels have gone way down because I have, you know, chosen a path, and it's working already. And I've only been, I think, a member for 4 months.
Awesome. Love it. And Scott, a lot of distractions out there. How do you find that you, push those down and actually implement?
It's pretty simple, I would say, by tracking it. So I like literally track my hours, right? My calendar's color coded. I have three buckets of time color coded: strategy, growth, and service. So that's all I do. We have 17 members on our staff. So the growth time specifically, especially as I was getting started, such a major emphasis at how many hours of client acquisition am I putting in today, whether that's calls, referral conversations, financial roadmap interviews, you know, meeting new people, really tracking that. And then we have a system through a spreadsheet where we can see the rolling numbers. So like 13 week rolling average on how many financial roadmaps am I doing a week? How many hours of client acquisition am I doing a week? How many new clients and new revenue? So really just tracking it. You know, the tech makes it pretty easy these days, but just being diligent, knowing what numbers to track, and then refining it from there.
Awesome. And then Scott, just a quick question. When you got started, how many, you know, what was your typical week look like in terms of how many hours were dedicated to client acquisition?
The majority of my time. So growth, that client acquisition, was between 40 and 60% of my time. The goal was always 60. The reality, depending on client workload, was, you know, 30 to 40%. But so a good 15 to 20 hours per week of client acquisition time. And again, if there wasn't enough people to meet or call, then I'm out in the community meeting people, right? I'm like, I'm doing the front work, trying to fill the top of the funnel.
Yeah. Awesome. I love that. And then what does it look like right now?
Good question. So growth, the goal is still to get it up to 50%. Reality is it's about 30% right now because I'm still the lead advisor for our 67 families. So we have a plan this year to raise up one of our team members to take on some of that lead advisory role. It'll free me up to do more growth work, but that's my sweet spot. That's my unique ability. So wanting to get back to 50% of my time in growth.
Awesome. Love it. All right. So Scott, we'll go right back to you. So what's been the biggest impact that values-based financial planning and the financial roadmap has had on your life so far?
The biggest impact is having a process to implement. I mean, I know we all said it before, but without this framework, I mean, my firm wasn't going to teach me. My mentor didn't know exactly what to do. There's 100 different ways. I was similarly concerned about coming across as salesy. So it's just given me the playbook. I mean, it's literally step by step. The Virtual Advisor Roadmap training program is so comprehensive. That's why we have this vernacular, right? Because it's dialed in. It's like A to Z, here's what you do. Each meeting, each conversation. So really just having something to work with, you know, especially when I was getting started, like without that, I would be all over the place and distracted, and I'm a high quick start. So, you know, I like new ideas. So just to have something to work with. That's like the biggest impact, because I'm actually doing it and it works. And then you build confidence. So second part of that question is the confidence that I now have because I had a system that worked. You know, without the system, I don't think I'd have the business or the confidence that I have now. And then that confidence that I have now, you know, spills out into hopefully how I'm leading my family and serving in the community and serving the clients and serving our team members. So it's been a really cool process that all started by hearing about this little thing called values-based financial planning, you know?
I love that. I love that. So yeah, if I'm hearing you, it's, you know, it's, yeah, ideal business is great, right? But what good is it building an ideal business if you're not also leading and living your ideal life, which it sounds like, I know a little bit more than a lot of our members, Scott. So I know you are actually living, you know, you haven't built your ideal business yet to where you want it to be, but I know you are, I would say, pretty damn close, if not already, living your ideal life.
Yeah. Thanks. Yeah. I try. There's a lot of things that I'm grateful for. Yeah.
Awesome. Love it. And Allison, what about you? What's been the biggest impact that values-based financial planning and the financial roadmap has had on your life so far?
Yeah, I would say that I was afraid of client acquisition. And I'm going to use the same word Scott used. This process has given me confidence that I can do it. And the more experiences I have, you know, the more ideal clients I bring on board, the more referrals I get, the more I feel really good about the work that I'm doing. I'm probably working more than ever, but it is incredibly fulfilling and it's exciting. And so that kind of growth personally is what I was looking for. And this has really helped facilitate that for me.
Awesome. I love that. And Allison, that's, I know we haven't touched base on this yet. What is your ideal business goal?
Right now, it's probably 40 to 50 ideal clients. And my goal is to build that in 3 years. And right now, my ideal fee is probably too low. I'm working on this. But it's $13,750 is my ideal fee right now, but I kind of see that going up in the future, and I'm taking on board Bill's advice about charging upfront fees, and probably will transition to that as I go along.
Awesome. And then just to confirm, you currently have, is it three or four ideal clients at that fee?
Four.
Four. Excellent. Mm-hmm. Awesome. Love it. And Stan, what about you? What's been the biggest impact that values-based financial planning and the financial roadmap has had on your life so far?
Yeah, for me, it's given me the confidence and ability to leave my previous firm. I was there for 16 years and to start my own practice. So with that, it's given me the satisfaction of delivering a high level of comprehensive planning to ideal clients and really running a professional practice.
Awesome. Love that. All right. So excellent. So as we start to wind down our time today with Scott, Allison, and Stan, I want to briefly mention a special offer we have for everyone on today's call. If you want access to the exact same processes, scripts, resources, and training that have helped Scott, Allison, and Stan, and thousands of other advisors around the world attract, acquire, and serve ideal clients, this is all contained within Bill Bachrach's Advisor Roadmap virtual training platform. During the call today and lasting until 30 minutes past the top of the hour, and that's the next hour, so right now we're at 9:28 a.m. Pacific time, so this special offer will expire at 10:30 a.m. Pacific, 1:30 p.m. Eastern time. The special offer is you'll be able to receive 30% off the Advisor Roadmap virtual training platform and the regular investment to join our community of ideal business advisors in Advisor Roadmap is $2,500, but you'll be able to join for $1,750. We are also including some incredibly valuable bonuses like a one-on-one coaching call with Bill, which will help you get from where you are right now to where you want to be in the quickest time frame possible. The link to this special offer is in your Zoom chat right now, and it will be active until 10:30 a.m. Pacific, 1:30 p.m. Eastern time. And after we officially wrap up with Scott, Allison, and Stan, I'll review everything that is included with this special offer and give you a sneak peek into the Advisor Roadmap virtual training platform. So with that, we have time for one more question. And Stan, we'll go ahead and start with you. So any final advice for an advisor looking to grow their business and acquire more ideal clients?
Yeah, and I'm sure everyone's heard this before, but just follow the process. So none of us here at this roundtable are any more, you know, special than anyone else out there, and we just persist. You know, we have a strict self-discipline toward attaining our goal, and I believe that's what got us to where we are. And if you do the same thing, you're going to get the same results.
Awesome. And Allison, what about you? Any final advice for an advisor looking to grow their business and acquire more ideal clients?
Yeah, I mean, I would say if you're looking to do that, I would join this program and I would commit 100%. And that's, you know, going to the dojo workshop that's coming up, taking advantage of the accountability groups and all of the resources that are on the platform. Commit to that and tune everything else out. And if you just take the action, you'll do well.
Awesome. And Scott, final question for today's time.
Yeah,
what's your final advice?
Yeah, I would say commit. I mean, that's a quite low investment and has paid, you know, hundreds fold for me. Commit and then expect to have courage to make it happen, because it's easy to click the button and charge the credit card. It's harder, like Allison said, to actually implement, commit yourself to the program, do everything you need to do, listen to the recordings, like Stan said, in the car and scripts, and record yourself and then test it and just expect that it takes a while. So I would say, you know, within the first 30 to 90 days, you'll see significant progress, but it's not overnight, right? It took me 3 years to get the profitable business going. And, you know, I think it went pretty well. So just commit and then have the courage and persistence to keep it going, and you won't regret it for sure.
I love that. Commit and courage, two words that I love. That's awesome, Scott. So fantastic. So out of respect for their time, it is time for us to say goodbye to Scott, Allison, and Stan today. So feel free to join me for a big round of applause for them. From all of us at Advisor Roadmap and on today's call, thank you three very much for your time today. And I'm sure we'll be chatting here very soon. Make it a great day, Scott, Allison, and Stan. And for those still on the call, as promised, I will give you a preview of everything included in the Advisor Roundtable special offer, then a sneak peek into the Advisor Roadmap virtual training platform. So give me a second here as I pull up the special offer page. All right, should be looking at the special offer page. And this special offer page has been sent to you in the Zoom chat. Any trouble finding it, just let us know within the chat. You can also type into your web browser youradvisorroadmap.com/roundtable. Again, that's youradvisorroadmap.com/roundtable, and you'll be taken to the page that is on your screen. So on this page, you'll see the special offer, which is valued at $4,560, but you'll receive everything I'm about to review for only $1,750. Insanely low investment price, so it's a no-brainer for you to join the Advisor Roadmap community and begin the journey to your ideal business today. In addition to receiving the Advisor Roadmap virtual training platform for 30% off, you'll receive a one-on-one coaching call with Bill, which we call the Power Session. So Bill is the highest paid trainer and coach in the world for advisors, and your 1 hour with Bill will be nothing short of life-changing. As mentioned before, your time with Bill will help you get from where you are right now to where you want to be in the quickest time frame possible and help you achieve bigger, faster results. So the next bonus is our 30-day Quick Start to Success program, so you achieve a big return on investment. You'll meet weekly with your success coach and a small group of other new Advisor Roadmap members. This program is focused on one thing, your implementation. if you ever joined a program and fail to get the results you expected, well, we simply don't accept that as the norm here at Advisor Roadmap. This program will ensure you get on the path to success and stay on track. Now, bonus number four is we're going to be sending you a copy of Bill's best-selling book, Values-Based Financial Planning. And bonus number five, you're going to need some financial roadmaps. So we're going to send you a pack of 25 financial roadmaps to generate new business immediately. The financial roadmap is the most proven client acquisition tool for advisors, and advisors who complete all 25 financial roadmaps can expect a $30,000 to $50,000 return on investment, if not more. So there it is, a $4,560 training and coaching package to join Bill Bachrach's Advisor Roadmap virtual training platform for only $1,750 and receive the exact same processes that provided Scott, Allison, Stan, and thousands of other advisors the increased skill, confidence, and maybe most importantly, the belief that they too could build their ideal business with ideal clients. As a reminder, the link to the special offer page is in your Zoom chat, but this special offer does expire today in, 53 minutes and 30 seconds. And when you're on this page, you'll just click on Join Now or any of these green buttons, and you'll be taken right to the order form that is for that special price of $1,750. So now let's take a quick look at the Advisor Roadmap virtual training platform. And let me click on the main menu here real quick. So as you can see, this is a robust virtual training platform. This is the main menu dashboard. This is what you'll see every time you get logged in. To enter the training center, all you'll be doing is clicking on Start Your Training. Click here to enter the training center. And like I mentioned, this is a robust virtual training platform designed to help you learn the processes and stay focused. This isn't some crappy YouTube channel or WordPress site that's masquerading as a professional training platform. We've invested nearly $1 million making sure Advisor Roadmap over-delivers on what we promise. Now, within the training center, you'll see exactly where to begin your training. Big Start Here button right here. And we have it laid out for week-by-week training. If you need to go slower, no problem whatsoever. The platform always remembers where you left off so you can quickly resume your training whenever you're ready. So my last note before we officially end our time here today is we believe in you. I've been working with Bill going on 14 years now, and I've witnessed the transformation of thousands of advisors around the world. I could have invited any number of them to be on this call here today, and they would have said yes. The advisors that commit to the process not only get amazing results, they love being able to inspire other advisors to do the same. The process is powerful, and every step is designed to help you attract, acquire, and serve ideal clients so you build your ideal business and live your ideal life. So one last reminder regarding the special offer that ends in 51 minutes now. And so that's a $4,560 training and coaching package for only $1,750. And the link is in your Zoom chat right now. So I'm going to keep the Zoom open for a bit longer. I'll turn my video off. I'm going to check the chat and respond to any questions that have come in specifically for me. But from all of us at Advisor Roadmap, we appreciate your time today, and we look forward to helping you as an Advisor Roadmap member build your ideal business with ideal clients and ultimately live your ideal life. My name is Michael Opalowski, the director of the Advisor Roadmap virtual training platform. It was great being with you today, and make it a great day. Like I said, I would be checking questions and coming back. So Brian does ask, do you have a script for the fee conversation? 100%. So you might have remembered Stan said something about crit cons. And I said those are critical conversations. Our fee conversation is actually called, it's in our script called Commitment to Hire, which is known as critical conversation number 7. So we teach you how to articulate your client value promise and get hired, which of course discusses all of the fees. And we cover, we're fee agnostic. So no matter how you get paid, we do cover that with an advisor roadmap. And that is covered with an advisor roadmap. And just so you don't have to see the side of my face, I have to turn to look at the questions. I'll keep reviewing and I will possibly be back. If you have any other questions, lob them in through the chat. And like I said, I'm here to answer your questions. Hey, Brian, Michael here. So the roadmap, a question, is the advisor roadmap primarily focused on helping investment advisors? I'm only focused on permanent life insurance. So how applicable is your process and tools? I mean, yeah, we work with accountants, insurance, investment, money managers, I mean, CFPs, the whole industry. So no matter what, I mean, if your job is to acquire more clients, then the process with an advisor roadmap is going to work for you. What may happen is you might get the belief. Today was a lot about belief of building your ideal business, right? So what could potentially happen when you get into our community of advisor roadmap? You'll be able to take all the scripts and processes and training and use them to acquire more clients and sell them more insurance. You'll be able to do that easily. What you might get being a member of our community and advisor roadmap is the belief now to expand what you can do, to offer different financial services or offer comprehensive financial services. We've, you know, Bill's been doing this since 86. I've been doing it for 14 years. I don't have an exact number. Thousands, maybe tens of thousands of advisors that have come to us either as insurance agents or accountants or something to do with the financial services industry and have got the belief and now are delivering comprehensive financial services. So just keep that in the back of your mind. But yes, if the goal is to get more clients paying you, hiring you for insurance needs, scripts and processes work the same. Let me know if that helps, Brian, or if I can clarify or expand on anything for you.